Okay, so Measure L was enacted by the voters in November of 2018. As you likely know, it was put on the ballot by petition. It was a ballot initiative. It was then codified in the city's municipal code, which just means that it's written onto the code. If you go onto the website and look up the code, you'll see Measure L there in Chapter 8.72. The purpose is stated in the code, and there are several findings in the code that elaborate on this. And then there's a section down below that speaks to implementation of Measure L. And the implementation, the two primary sections say that the city, through its constituent departments, shall take all steps necessary to preserve and utilize the corridor and the trestle for active transportation and recreation. Active transportation is defined in another place in the code in the definition section as transportation that does not include wheels. Well, it's not defined in exactly those words, but that's what it means. No city of Capitola department, agency, or employee shall expend any funds or resources related to the construction, reconstruction, operation, maintenance, financing, marketing, or signage for a detour of the trail onto Capitola streets or sidewalks. There are a few phrases and terms in sections A and B that are not defined up above. Most importantly, resources, detour, several in section B that are not defined in the actual ordinance itself. And really, this is a question, we'll get to this question later in the evening, but interpreting the city's codes is a question for the city council. Someone said, I don't think so. Okay. I'll just answer. It's really a question for the city council. I give legal advice to the city council, and the city council makes the policy decision.
Okay.